Laser 103.3 presents Tales from the Tinderbox.
This is going to be a very short Tinderbox today, Wicket.
Is short the key word here?
So somebody that had been messaging me that I very politely stopped engaging with.
Emoji guy who said you had a nice butt. It's up on our website.
So I got one more message from this person before I blocked them.
Ooh, you don't normally block people.
I have blocked.
It takes a lot.
One person in my Facebook career.
Wow.
In addition to this person.
What caused this?
I got not only a phallic photo.
The D pic.
But it was a video.
Oh.
Of it shaking.
Wait, he sent you a phallic film?
Yes.
Wow.
I received pornography.
For lack of a better term, it takes balls to send a D pic to a woman who didn't ask for it.
Who said that I was taken, that I wasn't interested, very politely.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be the answer? Oh, let me show you what you're missing. In HD.
I have spoken to women about this before. Not because I've never sent one. I've never had one requested. I've never in my life met a woman who has said, yeah, send me the D-pics. No woman ever has requested a D-pic.
For a long time, it was because years ago, guys thought it was a great idea. So my friends and I would have a gallery of them. In my career as a chick, I've probably gotten between 50 and 75 photos.
What?
And friends would get them as well. So we would just hang out and laugh at them, basically.
You had a wall of wieners?
Because, you know, dudes have, like, angles that they use and shadows, and they try to hold it so it looks more impressive, but it is not impressive.
Women never, ever want your D-pic.
No, not even if we love you.
No.
No.
No. My wife has never been like, hey. No, that's not a thing.
No.
That's hilarious. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess people are going to also want to know, did you like it?
No.
Was it?
No.
Was he endowed?
He was endowed, but I did not like it.
Okay. All right. Well, today's lesson, never send the D-pic and the phallic film, too. Like, that's taking it to another level. Have you ever gotten a D-vid before?
No.
We have a breakthrough on the Tinderbox.
Guys are dumb, too, because more often than not, Wicket,
we are the dumber
their face
sex.
Was in it somehow. Or some distinguishing.
How do you angle it? Put my leg up in the. How do you do that?
Some distinguishing feature was in it. Like, oh, there's a, you know, Tasmanian devil tattoo on their forearm, and that's showing.
Oh, God. God, guys, we're dumb.
So that's Tinderbox. One message and a block. What's going on your cul-de-sac, Wicket?
Conversely, on the cul-de-sac.
Let's see, over the weekend, I fixed the flushing part of the toilet. Took my son to Lowe's. But the big news, it was new plastic slide day at the Wicket household over the weekend.
Okay.
My wife ordered just baby's first slide, mm-hmm. You know, and she got it on clearance on Amazon. Big, big day. And then I put together a video. I want you to see it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Set.
See? How cute are my kids going down the slide? That's my wife in the background.
Wicket.
Hold on. This is where it gets really cute.
Wicket.
It's really cute.
You realize that you're playing a video on the radio, which is an audio medium.
Well, look, a kid said, wee. That's what I have, Heather. I don't have D-pics getting sent.